Okay, we're doing our season wrap-up now with, and it seems funny to say that, with Saugus High School football coach Steve Cummings as as we go into May now. But, Coach, kind of a weird ending to this whole thing, but all in all, the competition was good, and the kids got to play.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we were, kind of worried about at the beginning of this whole thing was that it wasn't going to last long. You know, you were going to get the shutdowns and, you know, things were going to kind of go sideways. And that was kind of our biggest fear, was that, you know, we were going to have some part of a season, but nothing really. But I'm pleasantly surprised with how smooth everything went. We were actually able to get in all seven of our games. You know, so for our seniors, that was huge, to be able to play seven more football games, especially with the way that it looked in the fall and the winter with whether or not we were going to have a season. But, yeah, I mean, it's I can't believe it's over. It was definitely a crazy run of 7 weeks, but we were able to do a lot of good things and be able to put some things in place that we can build off of for next fall.
All right, we have to look at a low before we go to the highlights, and one of the lows, unfortunately, was your Thanksgiving Day game. Your game with Peabody. And Peabody is a team on the rise. Coach Betancourt has got these kids playing tough Peabody football of old, and they've demonstrated that from the second half of the first game through the rest of the season. So you really faced a very tough opponent against the Tanners. Okay, before we got disconnected, just talking about the difficulty in playing Peabody, a team with a lot of weapons, a lot of strength, and they've been playing great really since the second half of the Marblehead game, and you guys had to play them in that final game.
Yeah, you know, and then we hung tough for a half. It was 0-0 at the end of the first quarter. We had a couple drives in the first half that we really hurt ourselves with penalties. We had an opportunity to kind of take an early lead in that game, which just couldn't cash in. But Mark's done a great job with that program. I know they lost a lot of seniors the previous year. They had a lot of unknowns coming into this year. And then they started the year off with a shutdown. They had missed their first game of the year. But Mark does a great job, and he's got a very, very good staff over there. You know, Coach Havlin runs their defense, a guy that I was fortunate enough to work an All-Star game with a couple years ago. So they got great quality on that staff, and, you know, they have a system, they commit to it. You know, they're one of the few teams that you face that uses a traditional fullback, so that's something that you have to, you know, try to replicate in practice and go get them. But, they execute very well. They get great size. I mean, you look at their line, they got dudes across the board, and to have that in high school is a big thing. I mean, to be able to line up five guys that, you know, physically can play like that, that's big. But Mark's done a great job, and they got a quarterback. I'm blanking on his name right now, but he's only a sophomore.
I think it's Sean. What's Sean? What's his name? Sean. Oh my gosh, I am too. Sean Lynch. Sean Lynch.
I mean, he kind of does it all as far as high school quarterbacks go. He makes plays with his legs. Got a great arm. He's got good command of that offense. So the good news is we have to deal with him for two more years. Mark's done a great job. They had a great season. For them to go 5-1 this year and push, they're a couple inches away from pushing a touchdown late against Marblehead. It was good. You know, it was good competition in the league this year. It was good to be a part of. But
I was listening to Phil Stacey on our website, and Phil was the Salem News Sports Center, and talking about really three different tiers in the NEC due to population, really. The problem, obviously, from a fan's point of view, if you got a small lineup and you don't have a lot of stuff to draw from the well, a kid gets hurt, a kid gets disqualified, a kid gets sick or whatever, your starting 11 is probably as good as anybody's across the board in the NEC. But once you have to start plugging in, you know, freshmen and sophomores without any experience, that's where the difference is.
Absolutely. You know, and the thing is, you know, with this being our second year with me and my staff over in Saugus, you know, our goal is to start building, you know, from the youth level, so that even though we only have, 700 kids in our school, you know, our job is to be able to promote it and build up. I mean, you look at what Winthrop was able to achieve this year. Winthrop's one of our smallest schools in the league, but, they've done a nice job building it up. I think they have 21 seniors on that team. So, you know, size definitely helps. I mean, when you have a pool of 1,200 kids to choose from, it's a little bit easier. But, for us, it's about being able to find the talent that we have in the building, because we do have kids in the building that aren't doing a fall sport. You know, it's on us to make sure that we're building this program in a way that you get those kids to want to come out and play for you.
Well,
that's not an overnight thing. That's something that it takes years to kind of build into that. And that's kind of what we're in the midst of right now. But it's You know, we're working towards it.
That's a great point, Steve. Every town has talent, you know. And the thing is, you just got to try to grow it, nurture it, and get it to be on your team, whatever team you're coaching. Let's talk about your team, Steve, because there were some really good positives, and that's the whole point of this. As we take a break for a couple of months and head back into August, getting ready for the next season. But tell me about some of the positives with your kids.
I mean, our team was, you know, we were based off of our senior play. You know, we had three captains, Sal Franco, who was, you know, our future running back and our starting middle linebacker, Kyle Surrett, who was one of our wings, our other middle linebacker, and Dougie Clark, who was a, you know, fantastic two-way lineman for us. Those guys really set the tone for the team. And it was, you know, we talked early because it was a very unique senior year for these kids. You know, you're not playing for a playoff spot. You're not, you know, there's really nothing but those seven games, but, those kids really did a great job of keeping everybody, you know, focused, keeping everybody, you know, wanting to come to practice every day and doing all the little things. You know, we had 11 seniors that we graduated off of this year's team. They're going to be sorely missed next year. Not just for their play on the field, but just quality kids. You know, that was the big reason for wanting to have this season.
Mm-hmm.
If we could have redshirted everybody and brought everyone back for a year, you know, I'd have been fine with that. But the fact that it was these kids' last opportunity to play this sport, and for a lot of them, you know, last time playing ever, just to be able to get out with these kids for, you know, whatever kind of season we were going to have. And, you know, we were one of the fortunate teams in the area that were able to play all seven games. But just to be able to have that time with those kids and to see what this game means to them and to watch them grow as players and, more importantly, watch them grow as leaders, because they understand that, you know, we always talk in our program that, you know, you graduate from Saugus High, but you never graduate from the football program. They're always part of it. You know, they're always welcome back. We want them to come back. We want them to work with the kids. So just watching guys take on those leadership roles and develop as young men, you know, I'm so grateful that we were able to have this season. You know, as short as it was better than what, you know, a lot of us thought we were going to get when the fall rolled around and they were starting to put in all the modifications with some of the other sports. But, you know, just to be able to spend 2.5 months with these kids and to be able to get them on the field and get them back into doing something that's normal,
mm-hmm.
I thought was huge for these guys. And, you know, they'll be sorely missed. But you look at it, we're 4 months away from starting.
I know. You're gonna breathe, and I'm gonna be calling you again. You know, saying he's calling me again. The thing about football, Steve, is that unlike other sports, with maybe the exception of hockey, but in football, every play is a collision. Every play, you guys are hammering away, and you're in the trenches. And I don't want to make an analogy to anything beyond that. But it's a tough thing when you're physically pushing people around, getting smacked, getting hammered, tackling, blocking, knocking the other guy down, and you're doing that in practice, never mind a game. It does build a special affinity, doesn't it? I mean, you've played at every level, and I think that you probably have some friends who certainly otherwise, if you didn't play football, you would have even known these guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I tell the kids too, you know, it's, everyone gets to read the headlines in the newspaper, but when I look back to, like, my playing days, it's a lot of it is practice. It was those really hard sessions that you had to go through to get yourself prepared for the game. That's when you built that bond with your teammates, and you're able to, you know, those are the parts for me when I look back.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss,
yeah. Yep.
I miss that part. Not, you know, the games were great, but it was that bonding experience with your teammates and having to go through all the same stuff and having to go through those two-a-day and, you know, back when I played the three-a-day practices and, you know, what you had to put yourself through to be there, that's what you'll remember forever.
Right, and in this year especially, and that's why I think it's so great what you guys have done. And I have to go all the way back to September. I seem to have forgotten that, but all the September coaches too. I mean, it's been remarkable in how the kids have been able to do that, and you've been able to give them some sense of what a normal life is as they get back into it. So, you know, finally, Steve, we do want to talk about, not too much, but we're going to talk a little bit about what's upcoming next year, and then maybe will there be plans for some kind of a banquet celebration or a picnic or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to plan something. I mean, right now, kind of everyone's doing things a little bit different. I mean, everything that you do that's not direct, you know, sport related has to be approved through, you know, school committees, and you got to jump through a bunch. So we have some ideas of what we want to do, but it's going to take a little while to kind of work its way through all the channels.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ideally, you'd like to have your normal banquet, you know, like if that doesn't happen, we at least want to be able to have something with our seniors, where at least we can get together with them one last time and, you know, and do something. Unfortunately, that's just, it's not a, not an easy thing to plan these days, and you know, even just trying to find a place that will accommodate that many people, that's always tough. So we're kicking some ideas around right now to try to do something, because, you know, we definitely want to make sure that we get a chance to say goodbye and, you know, end the season on, you know, the right way. Something that everybody else has, but yeah, we're trying something.
And for your underclassmen who are coming back in August, what's the plan now? What do these kids do? What do you do with them from here on?
I mean, we have to find ways to, you know, utilize whatever we can for a weight room. You know, we're still, working our way into the new building that just opened up over in Saugus. So, you know, there are a number of restrictions on what you can have in the weight room. We're trying to figure out what we can get on the field. We're going to have to figure out some functional weightlifting type stuff where it's not going to be your traditional weight programs, just to be able to get guys out and doing stuff. But, you know, we talked to a lot of them when the game ended on Friday and told them, you know, it's next season is literally right around.
Yep.
And a lot of our kids, you know, fortunately, and the thing that I like about this, the majority of our kids are multi-sport athletes. So a lot of our guys are jumping right into whether it's baseball, lacrosse, whatever. So they're doing something to stay active. They're doing something moving around. You know, we have a handful of kids who aren't playing a spring sport, so we'll try to find ways to get them out on fields and doing stuff. But it's going to be, you know, we're going to have to get a little creative with what we're all doing, because it's still not going to be your traditional off season. You know, normally we would do 7-on-7 stuff. That'd be a hard thing to kind of get around. And, you know, right now we're kind of taking this week to just gather information, figure out what we can do, where we can do it, you know, how many people are allowed to be there, when we do it, and, you know, all these things. Because the last thing you want to do is, you know, have any kind of setback while you're preparing, you know, especially, you know, all the EEA guidelines and everything. I want to make sure that you're following all that stuff. So we're kind of taking this week to just kind of figure this stuff out, figure out what we can do,
how we
can do it, so that way we can best get prepared for this upcoming fall.
Someday, Coach, you're going to have a normal, regular rhythm back again, and this will all fall into place, I hope. Jeez.
Yeah, no, they said this season is you know, as great as it was to be able to work with the guys. I mean, I hope this is the last time we have to have a season like this.
Well, all right, Coach, listen, thank you so much for your help during these last couple of months, man. It's been great. You've made it so much fun for us. It's great watching Saugus football, and let's see here. This is, let's call it the first of May. I'll be calling you in about 12 weeks, I guess it is.
I'll be here. I'll be ready.
Something like that. Hey, Steve, thank you so much, man. Stay safe, and we'll talk soon.
All right, thanks for having me. I appreciate your time.
Take care, Coach. That is Steve Cummings, who is the Saugus High School football coach.